Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast for solo business owners who are brilliant at what they do, but sometimes feel like things are a bit of a mess. I'm Libby Langley, business therapist, author, and your practical voice of calm in the chaos of working for yourself. Each week, I'll help you make sense of the mess so you can build a business that actually feels like you. Here's this week's episode. You know you'd feel better if you slowed down. So why do you keep piling more on your plate? Why does doing less, something that sounds so freeing, feel almost impossible in practice? This episode of Messy Business is about the resistance you feel when you try to simplify and how to break that pattern so ease becomes normal, not guilty. Hello, I'm Libby Langley, your business therapist for today. And I want to talk to you about why doing less feels so damn hard. You know, we all know doing less is like the ultimate goal, right? But why can't you do it? It's funny, when I wrote my book nearly three years ago now, it's on Amazon if you want it. It's called Life in Business, Easy Ways to Work Less, Earn More, and Embrace True Happiness. But when I wrote my book, so it'd be three years since I wrote it, it's all about doing less. You know, it's all about having an ADHD brain and that wants to just pile and pile and pile and pile and pile stuff on and stripping a load of stuff out so that you've actually got the business that you want that is more profitable but less work. I've completely forgotten the end of that sentence. There you go, in true ADHD form. But, you know, this doing less, it just is like, yeah, I'll just do less. But actually, it can be really, really difficult. And funnily enough, when a client that I worked with, she was a social media manager, and she came to me just feeling just so utterly overwhelmed and so like, oh, what? And she was working, in her words, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, on her phone at 10 o'clock at night. Kids were annoyed. Her husband was annoyed. And she wanted to work school hours Monday to Wednesday, which she's like, well, that's not going to happen from 24/7. And it did. We worked together for 3 months or so on this. And, you know, that was the net result. And what was interesting was that what she said at the end of it was, I now have so much free time, I almost don't know what to do with it. And I wonder if this is kind of the doing less is actually quite frightening. It is something that in reboot camp, people, you know, my clients in reboot camp will say that it's like, what do I do with the rest of the time? And we talk about how actually you can schedule in fun, which just sounds so awful, doesn't it? But, you know, it's like if you want to go for a run at lunchtime, put it in your diary so that it's like a meeting with yourself. And that actually can be one way to break this kind of, I'm just sitting around doing nothing time, you know, the guilt of free time kind of thing. And actually, the more you do something like that, the more you get used to it. And this is, you know, this is about kind of overcoming the resistance that you feel when you try to simplify or when you try and add in free time and how to break that pattern and that habit. I have to say, it's not something that I really struggle with. I'm really good at just sitting around doing nothing. I think because, you know, with ADHD, it's hyperactivity, right? And for me, it's not very often the kind of leaping around side of hyperactivity. Unless I'm in a supermarket, I don't know. We were in Sainsbury's yesterday and I did it, you know, do pirouettes up the aisle. And I don't know, sometimes that happens. Supermarkets is, I don't know, it's like a happy place for me. But for me, it's my brain. You know, my hyperactivity is my brain. And I'm sitting there looking like I'm doing nothing, or I'm lying in bed looking like I'm doing nothing. And my God, inside, it's absolute chaos, right? So finding ways to stop that, as well as the literal doing more thing, is really, really important. And you might be the same. But I think there's something in terms of the physical, like doing more tasks in your day. There's something about that busyness feeling safe. And I guess that comes from, You know, we learnt along the way that our value comes from output. The more things you do, the more words you write at school, the more, I don't know, pieces of something you submit, the more content you create, the more the algorithm likes you. All of this, you know, your value becomes defined by outlook. Maybe along the way, you were the reliable one, the organized one, the person who got stuff done. I mean, certainly, I have always been that person. I've always like, right, yeah, come on, let's get it done. And still am now. But not doing stuff is quite hard, can be quite hard. And maybe slowing down feels like losing a piece of you who you are, or a person of you that people liked. That's so important, isn't it, right? If you're the one who gets stuff done and then you stop doing stuff, who even are you anymore? So sometimes your worth, when your worth is tied to your productivity, rest can feel like a threat to your very being. You know, stepping back is like, who are you? Like I said about my client going from, you know, 24/7, felt like 24/7 to 3 days a week of 9 till 3. It's like, well, how do I define myself? I'm not that busy. I've got so much to do kind of person. And a lot of that comes from society as well, doesn't it? You know, how's work? Busy. And it's like, I don't want to be busy. I want to be able to just have a nap. I want to be able to watch maths during the day. I want to be able to go for a walk. I want to be able to go swimming. I want to be able to, I don't know, ride my horse, whatever the hell it is that you want to do, right? That's literally the point of you starting the business, was to have the time to do this stuff. Oh gosh, I remember when I first started the business, and one of the things that, I don't know why this was, but one of the things that I talked about with my parents was that starting my business would allow me to be able to spend more time with them. I don't know why that mattered, but it did at the time. And, or it was one of the things that I came up with at the time. And I remember Mum saying, probably I'd been in business for 18 months, and she said to me, you know, we haven't been out for the day for ages. One of the reasons you're doing this is supposed to be so we can go out for the day. And it's like, yeah, that, you know, that was true. I mean, we don't go out for the day anymore, but we could do, because now I can factor my time in differently. I just don't, anyway, I don't live near them anymore. Or it doesn't matter. But it's kind of interesting, you know, what were the reasons that you started your business, and where is that? Where are you on the score of that being successful versus being, oh yeah, completely forgotten about that? And it's just funny, you know, worth is so often tied to productivity. So it's not about being productive, right? It's about volume of output. And I betcha that you don't need to produce as much output as you do. Honestly, I could release 2 episodes of this podcast every day, easily, because I love doing it, and there's a million things to talk about. But I don't, and I have to stop myself. And I find that one of the hardest things, actually, is not to release too many episodes and to restrict myself to 1 a week. I know I've just done a series of 5 that was 1 every day. But yeah, what 1 a week is just like, oh, come on, I could do loads of these. But it is about measuring the output versus what comes back for it and what's needed, quite frankly. So it's always an interesting balance there. And that's one I know very much. I'm just like, oh, I could just do, maybe I'll just do 2 a week. But it's like, no, 1 a week. And I do find it quite hard that. And I wonder, part of that is because I love it and because I find it easy. But I wonder if there's part of it that will resonate with you, that there is a bit of a fear of being forgotten, right? There's underneath so many of us, there's this kind of quiet panic that if you stop posting or producing, people will stop noticing you. And I mean, algorithmically, that's probably true. But in the grand scheme of life and business, it's not true. Of course it's not true, right? And it's not about stopping output altogether. It's just about putting it on this is actually the sweet spot of where it makes a bit of a difference. But consistency isn't about constant output, right? It's about a dependable presence. And that is so much more important. There's so much more value in being a dependable presence versus just being bang, 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 bang. You know, if I put a podcast episode out every day, where would you get? You'd be miles behind, because as much as I like to think that all you do when you wake up first thought every day is like, ooh, I wonder if there's a new podcast episode. I mean, that's not the reality. It's not reality for any of us, right? So it's a waste of time. And it becomes about, you know, too much content becomes about this fear of being forgotten, not actually what makes a difference and what brings you clients and what gives a realistic ROI. Sometimes silence between your words makes people listen more. You know, you have to be a little bit, there has to be an element of scarcity, or you're never going to build up this, oh, what's this? Oh, great. I look forward to this. You'd be like, oh my God, here's another one. I'm so far behind. This has become like a job just trying to consume all this stuff. Yeah. And on social media, it is a bit different, because not everybody sees everything and all of that. But still, I mean, how burnt out are you going to be if you post like four times a day? I mean, you know, a couple of times a week. No, you're not going to get seen by as many people, but you're not going to burn yourself out. And this is, it's important to have the balance there, right? I want to kind of undo for you the guilt of ease. You know, we've been conditioned to think, to believe that anything worthwhile must be hard. That is not true. That is not true. If it feels easy, we assume that we're doing something wrong. But in reality, ease is a sign of alignment. Yeah, it shows that you're in flow. It shows that you're doing what suits you. And, you know, this podcast, I find it dead easy. I love it. I absolutely love doing it. I absolutely know that it's me and you. I don't know, where are you? I was just going to say, I'm imagining you in the bath, but that's really weird. But I know that some people do listen in the bath. But maybe we're driving somewhere exciting. Maybe you're taking me on your travels. And that's just really nice, you know? And I think there's a real sign of alignment there, that I am thinking about you as I'm doing this. It never feels like a one-way street to me at all. And obviously, you know, I get messages from you and I get emails and all that stuff, and that's lovely, and that's absolute proof that I'm working within my strengths, not against them. So where are you on the things that you do and that you create? Where do you find things easy? I love writing emails too. I find that easy too. Less so if it's a sales series. I find that harder, but anyway, I could email you all day every day. But where are you working to your strengths, not against them? Where is ease for you? And how about if you just did perhaps just a little bit more of that and a little bit less of the stuff that you find difficult? Wouldn't that transform your entire business? But wouldn't that be much better than trying to force all these other things that you do? You know, like if you hate video, why are you doing video? And why are you spending a week recording B-roll? Oh, I mean, come on, man, you don't need to do that. Unless you love it, don't do it. It doesn't, that in itself doesn't make any difference to anything, right? The core things that will make a difference to your business is having one form of content that you're consistent at. Doesn't matter if it's videos on YouTube, doesn't matter if it's a podcast, doesn't matter if it's, images on Instagram, doesn't matter, right? One core thing that you're good at and you like, and then supported by email. That's really honestly all that you need in your business. And that's much easier than 47 different facets that even you can't remember what they all are. And then if you change a link, everything's wrong anyway. So it's a nightmare. Do not create yourself a nightmare. Do not create yourself something that's so overcomplicated that, you know, it's too much like hard work. I think there is also your nervous system to factor in here. You know, it kind of resists slowing down sometimes, because if your body has been running on adrenaline for years, stillness will feel uncomfortable at first. And I know that there's a truth in that. I'm running on adrenaline at the moment. I know that because not only am I running my business, relaunching my rebranding my podcast, relaunching, rebranding my Reboot Camp program, I'm also managing a house renovation and infestation of spiders. And every noise that I hear, I'm looking around just because I'm like, is that a spider walking on the wall? And I mean, it isn't, but I've seen enough to, my nervous system is totally shot. I don't know what it is about this house, but anyway, they're horrible. So, you know, when all that stuff is done, when you are not running on adrenaline, stillness can sometimes, it can feel uncomfortable at first and you can be suspicious of it, right? You know, if you take off noise-cancelling headphones and suddenly you hear everything again, or it being really noisy and then you put on noise-cancelling headphones, it can feel really weird and really discombobulating. But what you have to do is retrain your system to feel safe in slowness, to know that the threats aren't real, to know that you've just got yourself worked up and you just keep piling stuff on yourself because that's what it's supposed to be and that's what you're supposed to be doing. You don't need to do that. You can take a step back. If something takes a week or two longer than you thought, whatever. It doesn't matter. What is it? How does it? Why does it matter? It doesn't matter. These self-imposed deadlines are, I don't know, based on nothing, really, because unless it's a heart surgery, there's probably not really any chance that anything is going to go hugely wrong if you push it back for a week. Yeah, you might be slightly disappointed, but you also won't die in the process. So I think that is a better option. Do you not? That's certainly what I would, that was what I would say there. And it's interesting, this, you know, it's funny, I said to my husband earlier, he phoned me at lunchtime and he's like, how you doing? We have a little lunchtime chat every day because he's a good husband like that. How you doing? And I'm like, right, okay, so at the moment, I don't know where any of the food is because yesterday we dismantled the kitchen and it's all in big piles. Everything's in big piles, ready for the builders to start tomorrow. And I'm like, I don't know where anything is. I don't know how to get anything to eat. I've just scheduled 5 episodes of this podcast and I need to record another few and I'm tired and everything hurts and, you know, the cat's unhappy and all these things, right? And, you know, he's just like, you don't need to do all this. And I'm like, yes, I do need to do all this today because tomorrow the builder's coming and I need to be able to not do anything for the rest of this week. Today's Monday, time of recording. I need to be able to not do anything for the rest of this week if I have to. And I think sometimes, you know, just having that balance of stuff and knowing that, right, today is going to be really difficult and I need to push through in order to allow space for life, for the other things. That's a really sensible choice to make. And that's how you get some kind of equilibrium in your nervous system. But what I said to him was, I could have just postponed all of this for a few weeks, but I know that on the one hand, that would have been sensible. But on the other hand, it would have been something else hanging over me in a period of real uncertainty in life. And so also knowing yourself and knowing what is going to make a difference to you is kind of a really grown-up way of looking at things, right? So knowing yourself, understanding yourself, and knowing what is going to be comfort for your nervous system is quite an intelligent way of doing things, right? But also, you cannot work like that all the time, right? One day of like, oh my God, come on, get through. One day of that is fine to allow breathing space. So think about your grand plan, your long-term plan, and what else is going on in life, because your business always, always, always needs to work around what is happening in your life, right? Not the other way around. Life ain't going to stop lifing ever, okay? Sometimes it's good to just breathe, right? I once said, I remember saying years ago, I was at a book club that I used to go to before we relocated. And I just sat there and I just went, and one of the other people there said, you know, everything all right? And I said, yeah, I was just doing a personal regroup. And that's an expression that's kind of stuck. You know, it's just like, you know, when you just, right, let's regroup, but it's, you do it yourself. You're just like, I'm just having a moment to just bring myself back together and relax, Yeah. So sometimes you need a personal regroup, and it's okay to just do a breathe like that. I don't know. Does that work for AMSR? I don't know. Maybe. But there's small, real world way to do less without self-sabotaging, right? Start tiny. Cancel one reoccurring task that doesn't necessarily need to be done anymore. Block an afternoon for deeper work, for thinking. Have an CEO day. Take yourself out of your business. Go for a walk. Go sit in a cafe. I don't know, whatever. Go on some roller coasters. Whatever it is that gives you this personal regroup and gives you this break, right? And then you'll soon find that this is enough, yeah? It's a way that will help you turn, I'll just do one more thing into I've done enough. And that's so important, because doing less isn't laziness, it's leadership, yeah? You'll show up sharper when you stop spreading yourself so thin. So absolutely focus on the core things. And if you don't know what the core things are, then you need to look at what your beliefs are, you know, what your foundations are, and work and make sure that everything works around your foundations. Because if it doesn't, and you're just adding in arbitrary tasks and taking out arbitrary tasks, you don't know where you're focusing. So think about what really matters to you and how you want your business to look and feel and move forward. And then you'll be able to know whether any tasks that you're doing are actually working towards that or not, right? You know, like B-roll Instagrams on video are not going to take me to where I want to go. So I don't do them. Yeah. I have periods of thinking, do you know what? I'll do some. And then I can probably do it for about a fortnight. And then I'm like, oh no, I hate this. So it's okay. It doesn't make any difference. Yeah. Pick your lane that you like and go faster in that lane. Yeah. Don't go laney, because you wouldn't do that on a motorway. So don't do it in life. Okay. What I've helped you with today is thinking about why doing less feels so damn hard, and to give you some resilience and some strategies and a bit of a pep talk about how you feel, why you feel resistance when you try to simplify, and how to break that pattern so that ease becomes normal, not guilty, right? I don't want any guilt in your life. You do not need that. So, good. Let me know on Instagram at Libby Langley. Send me a message or send me an email and just tell me what's come up for you this week and what you might want to talk through with me at a future date. We can always work together. You know that. All right. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Messy Business. I'll see you next time. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Messy Business. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you don't miss your next dose of clarity and calm. You'll find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. And when you're ready for deeper support in a space where you can rebuild your business around who you are, you can join me inside Reboot Camp. See you next week for more Messy Business.